You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Friday, it means it's time for a Friday financial update with Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates. Brian, as always, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to be here with you, Steve.
Well, you know, we're going to touch on a topic today we've covered in the past, but it's relevant because, I mean, we've had the debate, which is water cooler talk, and then we've had the interview, which is water cooler talk, and and actually even another opportunity to watch what the media is jumping in as far as what one party is trying to decide to do with a candidate and what have you. And I know, Brian, that your phone starts ringing, probably more often than every 4 years. But when it comes to politics and things in headlines, people, they react.
Yeah, and in a way that's fair because there's definitely some influence on government policies around the economy and markets. Politics and markets will always be somewhat linked, but we often try to coach our clients not to let their politics drive their money decisions. And Steve, if you don't mind, I had a specific phone call from a client after the debates that sort of highlighted why this is so important.
Yeah, let's jump into the details.
Yeah, so a longtime client gave us a call, I think it was the day after the debate. And this gentleman, really sharp guy, he was an airline pilot, which is one of the niche markets we serve that, again, we've served him for decades. And so we've been through a lot of market ups and downs together. But he gave us a call the day after the election or after the debate and said, hey, I'm getting more optimistic about the economy because of Trump's performance in the debate. I think he's going to win. Therefore, I want to start moving up the risk in my investment portfolio. And to give some context, this is a gentleman who has traditionally leaned towards a more conservative portfolio and a more conservative political side as well. So someone who didn't really want stock exposure at a high level in his portfolio all of a sudden is feeling more of a risk appetite because of a short debate. So that's a good example where, his emotional reaction to the debate was, Trump's definitely got this in the bag, which of course is not a given, and therefore I'd like to move up my risk. And that's the exact kind of, politically driven decision making we're trying to avoid during a market, that's going to be pretty interesting to play out during an election year.
Yeah. So, I mean, how much, if any, should potentially what's happening in the White House or in a midterm election with the House and Senate, how much should that impact, if any, or should there just be a plan based on other things that you stick with inside and outside of the political window?
Yeah, I think it's more the latter, what you mentioned. It's trying to stick with a consistent plan. If you want to make small tilts here and there based on what you're seeing in terms of economic impacts from politicians, that could be a strategy. The problem is it's hard to build a very specific process on that that's repeatable with consistent outcomes. And there are some historical stats you can look at in terms of the influence of Republican versus Democrat presidents and the combination of the presidents and different Congress. And we actually pulled some of those stats, and they're on our latest insights post on our website. We show, how did the market perform during a Democrat president's tenure when there was a Democratic Congress or a Republican or a split Congress, and we have the same for Republicans. And we also show how did the market perform just in general under different presidential administrations. And the general takeaway to sort of to give the answer to those is it doesn't really matter that much. So there's definitely an upside to be had no matter who's in office in terms of Republicans or Democrats.
Well, and then the other thought I had with those that have enough assets to consider something like this, and I almost hate to go here, but I'm curious what the answer would be. Say someone in this situation doesn't change the plan, but they have this other space where they maybe move assets from, say, you know what, we're not going to take that trip to Europe this year. Based on what I'm seeing, I'd like to take this money and move it to a place where it's, you know, a higher risk than I'm doing with other things. That almost feels like gambling, but it doesn't say it doesn't impact your retirement or your giving, you know, the things that you have made in your financial plan as being a good steward.
And what we often see, Steve, is that people will have the majority of their assets in a very consistent portfolio. Maybe that's something a professional's managing. And then we'll see they may have what we call a playpen account, where it's sort of an isolated, smaller portfolio where they can exercise those more speculative trades. Because like you said, if you're trading something based on a feeling, boy, that starts to sound like gambling quick, right?
You know,
I have a feeling the Eagles are going to be great this year, so I'm going to bet on them to win the
Super
Bowl.
Well, I do.
For example. So you know, that's the kind of example we see a lot where it's really more emotionally based. So this gentleman that I gave the example of, again, smart guy, but he has a functioning human brain, which means he has emotions. So he was emotionally stimulated, saying, hey, I think Trump really crushed that debate. So I'm excited and I want to express that excitement in my money. So I'm going to want to increase risk. But the truth is there's a million other factors at play in the economy that may have much more influence than the outcome of November's election. So we have to slow down and be more wise. Now, if he had a small $10,000 trading account on the sides, which for him would be a very small piece of his overall assets, and he wants to speculate with that and make bets on certain parts of the market that he thinks might participate, that's great. But let's not confuse that kind of speculation with wise, principle-based investing.
Very good. Well, and Brian, you mentioned off the air that this is going to relate to some content that's been posted on johnmoore.com on the Insights tab. Can you expand on that?
Yeah. So if you go to our website, look at the Insights tab, the latest post is titled Understanding Markets in Election Years. And it's full of great information that our advisor, Cole Leonida, put together. Just about the history of the stock market during election years. You know, is it more volatile? Is it less? You know, what are the outcomes? Everything I mentioned before. You know, really helpful piece if you're just kind of curious or you're thinking about taking action and you want more information.
Very good. Well, as always, Brian Cochran with John Moore Associates, thanks for joining us every Friday, pretty much every Friday for our Friday Financial Update. It's been great connecting with you again, and look forward to next week's update. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us today on ABQ Connect.